This is Javier Ramirez, and I own a small business called Agile CFOs. We are a virtual accounting company. We help companies move into the accounting world. We are located in Tampa, Florida, and you are listening to Small Biz Florida from the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast. It's all things business across the state of Florida. And we are coming to you from the Small Business Leadership Conference here at the beautiful JW Marriott in Orlando. The Small Business Leadership Annual Conference is put together and produced and deployed by the Jim Moran Institute at Florida State University. And one of the primary sponsors of this event is the Florida SBDC. I am Tom Kindred. I serve as the regional director for the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College, and it has been an incredible opportunity for us to be part of just a very small part of this conference, but we've had the opportunity to talk with and interview and have discussions with some very experienced business folks, folks in the area of digital media and cybersecurity and entrepreneurship. And we have with us this morning one of those very experienced small business consultants and support groups. It is Mr. Timothy Raines. And Tim Raines has been a Jacksonville CPA since 1996, and he is with the firm of Patrick and Raines CPA. And welcome to Small Biz Florida, Tim.
Hey, Tom. Thank you. Glad to be here. This has been an exciting conference so far, and all the work that Jim Moran and the Institute has done, it's totally an amazing experience.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm you know, it's a huge crowd here, but I'm surprised it's not five times the size.
Me too. Pleasantly surprised for the little bit of investment you can get in a conference like this. Wow. Yeah, it's great speakers, great presenters, and even if you attend something for 15 minutes, a breakout session, and you learn one new thing, wow, that's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, again, very important field that you're in, accounting. One of my test questions in my entrepreneurship class is, who are the two professionals that an entrepreneur must engage? Would you like to guess what the answer to that question is?
I hope CPA is on the list.
Yes, attorney is one of the two. lawyer is the other.
Right.
So we absolutely encourage our small business owners and operators and entrepreneurs to begin early on developing that relationship with an accountant.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate you taking time out today to talk to us about what it is you and your firm provide within the small business community. So talk a little bit about Patrick and Raines.
We have been in Jacksonville for over 35 years. It was founded by my senior partner, Mark Patrick. And over those 35 years, three decades of work, we've had a blessing and an opportunity to work with a bunch of different fields, a bunch of different industries. We truly focus on six industries. We focus on our construction, we focus on healthcare and medical, manufacturing and distribution, transportation logistics is pretty big up in Jacksonville, not-for-profits, which unfortunately is an underserved part of our community. We try to fill that need. And then my personal favorite is bars and restaurants. I love helping out the owners, helping them kind of manage their cost, figuring out, you know, where they can squeeze a little bit, what's really working for them. So I tell everybody, you really do need an accounting team, but more than just accounting, more than just numbers, you need somebody who's going to be there with you periodically throughout the year just to give you little touch points. I can train a monkey to put numbers in boxes, and so we do so much more than just tax returns.
Right.
In fact, we don't have to train monkeys anymore. We literally have software that scans the W-2 and puts the number where it goes, scans the K-1 and puts the number where it goes.
Right.
But a true relationship with a CPA who can get in and help you, guide you, that's really the way to go. I like to tell the story, and I can't remember what business book I got it in, so I'm afraid I'm not going to credit him properly. But every movie that you watch, every good book that you read, it follows a common theme. You have a protagonist who is going through life, and at some point during the movie, there's an incident where they get down and they get depressed, and then the guide comes in. And the guide is not the main character. The guide is not the hero. The guide is just going to nudge him in the right direction, and so that he can be the hero of the movie, and that he can be of the book. And I like to tell my clients, I want to be your Yoda. I do not want to be Luke Skywalker. I'm not going to be blowing anything up. I just want to help guide the business in the right direction. And unfortunately, if you're only doing that once a year, if you're only touching base with your accountant once a year, wow, you're missing out on a lot of opportunity right there.
No, that is an excellent point, and you're absolutely correct. I had the opportunity and privilege and honor to own and operate a small business operation for many, many years, and you are absolutely right on. I mean, building that relationship with your accountant is extremely important.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times my accountant was part of my business decisions.
Absolutely.
We brought him in as part of that decision-making team. When we did expansions, when we, closed a store, opened a store, he was part of that decision-making team.
Yeah, absolutely. When I first started my career, I would get so disappointed because the accountant would do all this work and put together this great financial statement package. And I'm happy to talk about that as well. Basically, your balance sheet, your income statement, and your statement of cash flows. And we would do all this work, and they would take it, the client would take it and say, oh, thank you. And they would sometimes wouldn't even open it, or they would just put it in the file cabinet and move on about their day.
Right.
Wow, there is so much valuable information there.
Right.
But at some point, you got to get out of the history, of what happened, and start to use that data and use that knowledge to say, how can we move this business forward? And I don't want to be a historical, I don't want to be the historian. I want to help with the growth of the business and the future of the business. And,
great analogy.
If you're just taking those financial statements and, the bank says I have to have them, so I'm going to, drop them in a filing cabinet until the banker asked and until I renew the loan or what have you, you're missing out on so much valuable data. But oftentimes, and as you know, being a small business owner, they get so bogged down in the day-to-day everything. Right. And I know because, I'm an owner of the firm, so we have some of those same staffing challenges and supplier challenges and how to get customers. But you have to step back out of that process every now and then and say, okay, am I still heading in the right direction? How can I, steer this boat a little bit?
Well, so here's what, anytime I go out and speak, especially at an event like this, and I speak to a group of small business owners, I tell my little story, which is, it took me getting to the college, getting around much smarter people than I was in business to understand a very simple concept in business, that there is time you have to work in the business, but you also have to take some time to work on the business. And I think to your point, I think so often these business owners, again, see those financial reports that you're creating as history.
Right.
And you're right. When really those reports are something they should be using to work on the business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I tell people that's the way the financial statements are set up. You have your balance sheet, which is the snapshot. That is the point in time.
Right.
Then you have your income statement. Well, that's the difference between the two points. That is a current year. And the cash flow helps with that as well.
Right.
But what you really want to look at is the momentum of revenue. How fast is your revenue growing over time? How fast are your expenses growing out of time? All too often, especially when businesses start to struggle, what does the business owner do? Hey, I'm a good mechanic. I'm going to get out there in the shop and I'm just going to be a good mechanic. When in reality, he needs to take a step back and say, wait a minute. where did this go wrong? What expenses is out of line?
Right.
You know, what can I negotiate going forward? You know, maybe I didn't need to hire my brother-in-law. Maybe that lazy cousin, you know, is going to have to go. But
I think you've worked with a number of small business owners.
A couple of them.
Just a few.
And unfortunately, sometimes business owners are back in that shop trying to make ends meet, trying to hustle, that by the time they realize things are bad, it's way too late.
I remember one time in some canned presentation regarding financials, it talked about you need to review your financials at least once a month. I tell my students, I said, I reviewed my financials 10 times a day.
Because
if you wait until the end of the month and you realize there was a problem, too late to fix it.
Absolutely.
You can't go back. You can't go back to your customers and say, gosh, you underpaid us for the parts we sold you all last month.
Right.
It's impossible.
Right.
And I think, too, I really want to stress this, and I want you to help me stress it, is that in small business operations, the financials are really the key to this whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we can talk social media, digital strategies, and advertising, and marketing, and customer service, and those are all absolutely critical elements for any business. But at the end of the day, it's really about financial performance.
Correct.
And because you're hoping that all those other aspects are driving financial performance. And the only way to know that is to clearly understand how to read and manage those financials in your three statements, balance sheet, income statement, and cash flow analysis.
Absolutely.
And so often these small business owners, like you say, get caught up in the day-to-day and don't really understand that you really have got to manage those three documents.
Right. And I like to use the analogy of a restaurant. So it just because it's my favorite topic, but I love to eat. I love to go.
So do I.
So my wife tells me I need to cut down a little bit. But when you look at a restaurant and there are so many things that go into making that sandwich, you know, is the bread going to show up on time? Do I have enough meat? One of my favorite restaurants of all time, we used to go in and have the Bananas Foster. And then all of a sudden, they didn't have it on the menu. And I got so upset, and I asked. I said, well, I don't understand why this isn't on the menu anymore. And the owner came out, and he goes, well, because that was the only dish that we had bananas in, and the bananas were going bad because, you know, we were buying a bushel of bananas, but right. We were only using it for this one dish.
Mm.
Well, just because everybody in the neighborhood is asking you, you know, for this Bananas Foster doesn't mean you need to have it on your menu if you're constantly losing money on it. But everybody's loving it. Everybody's raving about it. I have to do it. Yeah, but not if you're losing money.
Right.
And if you don't understand your item cost and your menu costs that go into that expense
right.
number, then it doesn't matter. If you're constantly producing a burger and that meat patty costs, you know, the half pound of beef and the buns and the lettuce and the cheese and all that, you add all that up together and you're at $6.50, that cannot be a $5 burger.
Right.
And once you kind of drill in to that income statement and you drill into those metrics, it's great.
Right.
The same thing with food cost, bar cost, liquor cost. When you're comparing wine sales, wine cost, well, over time, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are industry publications out there that can help you. There are key performance indicators that you can get just either from your industry publications or working with a good CPA and get those numbers for you. I know the SBDC will help guide you through some of those performance indicators as well. And you can compare and say, hey, my food costs are 60%. Every other restaurant in town, you need those food costs to be less than 40%. Closer to 30 if you can. If not, you're not going to be able to squeeze out a profit.
Right.
Now, and having a CPA help guide you through some of those right. metrics and numbers, or having the SBDC do it with you, it's totally invaluable.
Right. And I think, again, you bring up an excellent point, too. It's so important that businesses understand their industry's ratios.
Correct.
A little bit of a high-level thought. You know, not there are probably many small business owners who have never even heard the word ratios, but it is important that that they reach out to their accountant or reach out to an industry association and try to understand what is the rest of the industry doing.
Correct.
Well, you know, exactly to your point. If, if I'm at 60% and the industry is really more at 30, then we need to try to work our way back to the 30.
Right. Absolutely. And maybe you do have a fine dining experience.
Sure, sure.
And so food costs are going to be a little more because you're paying for a higher quality. Maybe you're doing, you know, farm to table or some excuse or some logic behind that. But if your restaurant manager, your kitchen manager is just ordering what's available,
right,
instead of doing a little bit of shopping around, where can we get those wings, which are hard to find right now?
Right.
But, you know, what quality of wings are we getting them? Are we getting them from Sysco? Or are we getting them from Gordon Foods? You know, who are we getting these? Who's our vendor?
Right.
Yeah, you want to maintain good quality, but you also want to maintain good profitability.
Right. You know, one of the issues that we ran into through the pandemic, the Florida Small Business Development Center, our center, and a number of other centers across the state of Florida, engaged with local municipalities to help them deploy their grant programs. A lot of money, obviously, through the CARES Act came into these communities. So basic requirements to get a grant from the city or the county. And one of those basic requirements was show us how COVID affected you. Simplest way to do that is give me a P&L for 20 versus the P&L for 19.
Right.
You will not believe the struggle. Now, many businesses, with the flick of a button on the keyboard, they were able to produce a report. Even put it on one page for us. Right. It was beautiful. Right. So many businesses struggled to produce the most basic of financial reports, and that cost them, you know, the ability to get a $10,000 grant. Right. Didn't have to pay it back.
Right. Yeah.
Talk about the importance of being able to produce basic documents.
Yeah. A lot of people will get the panic phone call of, hey, I've been renting this storefront, I've been renting this location, and the landlord's going to sell it out from under me unless I buy it, and I really want it. I really want it. So then they'll run to a bank. And the SBA will go, oh, well, you know, where are these financials? And great example during COVID. If you were a once-a-year kind of drop-off-your-shoebox to your accountant, you were way behind. And as you know, a lot of that money was first-come, first-serve.
Right. It was absolutely first-come, first-serve.
And we picked up a lot of new clients simply because, hey, I got rejected because the number on line 3 didn't match the number on line 7, and I didn't understand why. And I'm like, oh, well, it should have matched.
Right.
That kind of goes back to don't leave your financial statements as a historical document.
Right.
Use it as a management tool.
Yeah.
Be ready. Be prepared. You know, we really had to pivot our business because all the PPP and everything came out right in the middle of tax season.
Yeah.
So we were grateful that we were large enough that we were able to carve out some staff and say, okay, you focus on the PPP and everybody else will get the tax returns done. But it really was eye-opening for a lot of businesses to go, wow, accounting does matter.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Again, I never want to forget, so while I'm thinking about it now, how does one get in touch with Tim Raines at Patrick and Raines?
Oh, great, great question. Years and years ago, I always say that Mark in our office was very forward-thinking, and he got the domain website, CPASITE.com. That's a great way to reach out for us. Like everybody else, we have a digital presence. We try to keep that nice and up to date. You can see our blog post there. You can also go out to our YouTube channel. We do the CPA Minute, but just Google, you know, Patrick and Raines. We are located at 4029 Atlantic Boulevard there in Jacksonville, Florida. But just like every other good business, we've had to spread that reach. We're a lot more virtual than everybody is a lot more virtual these days. So we have clients all over the Southeast. You can also reach me at 904-396-5400.
So to close this out, give us your look into the CPA crystal ball in terms of accounting work financials. Mm-hmm. What are we looking at in for small business kind of moving ahead here as we kind of maybe clear the pandemic?
Well, I do think that we have a lot of pent-up demand. I think as we're experiencing here at the conference, people are so eager to get out. And Florida is such a tourist economy right now, whether that be Airbnbs, whether that be hotels, whether that be restaurants. So I think from a small business perspective, I think our economy is going to grow tremendously from here. Personally, as a CPA profession, I think we've been witnessing this for a long time. There are other competitors coming into the market. If you're a member of a private bank, the bank will do your tax return for you. Now they just kind of bundle that in with your fees.
Right.
QuickBooks has been instrumental in reshaping the industry, which is great. All of that stuff is needed. And I remember 20 years ago, somebody said, "Well, don't you think QuickBooks is going to put you out of business?" And I said, "No, that's not really the work that we're called to do. We're really called to take it from that point on. Now that you've gotten your QuickBooks set up, now that you've gotten an accounting system ready where you're imaging all your receipts." A lot of people don't know this and they get kind of shocked. Your credit card statement and your bank statement is not sufficient detail to support your deductions for the IRS. They want those receipts. They want those invoices. So having a digital system where you scan those in, QuickBooks does a great job with that, and there's a lot of apps to do that. But that's where bookkeeping kind of ends. And in my life, that's where the CPA begins.
Nice.
To be able to give you some insight into that data and to really come alongside you and be a business partner. I would much rather have a client call me, a couple times during the year.
Right.
And, hey, what about this? What about that? I do want to buy a business, or I don't know how to record this transaction. I would much rather they reach out then instead of waiting until tax time and go, "Oh, well, yeah, back in August, we had to buy this." And, and then now they're digging through some coffee-stained receipt trying to figure out what happened.
Right. Yeah. All right. It is Tim Raines from Patrick & Raines, CPA firm in Jacksonville. As you mentioned a little earlier, just because Tim's firm is in Jacksonville doesn't mean you can't work with him. Obviously, with technology today, the ability to transfer documents online, securely transfer documents online, you could be helping someone in Key West.
Absolutely. So, I've got several clients down in the Keys.
Well, we need to go visit those clients.
I like to. I call it quality control. I'd like to test the inventory a little bit.
That's right. I like it.
And Tom, before I sign off, I really just wanted to give a good plug for the SBDC. We've got a great team up in Jacksonville, working at UNF. Nancy. Yeah,
did you get to, obviously you must have been good friends with Janice. I mean, there for 30 plus
absolutely,
years.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We're
Janice Donaldson, a legacy in the SBDC business. Yeah. Yes.
Sad we won't be seeing a lot of her. I think she's going to be enjoying retirement.
Yes.
Which is fabulous. Even as a CPA firm, there is so much we were able to learn from the SBDC. Caitlin up at UNF was able to do turbocharge your staff.
Yeah.
And that was great just to have our entire team go through the DISC assessments.
Right.
There's another session, scaling your business.
Yeah.
Great, great resources. And most of them are free right there at the SBDC.
Yes.
And I know a lot of business owners, they're busy doing the hustle. But, man, take an afternoon off and go visit the SBDC and take a free course.
That's right.
That'll really help you get miles ahead.
Listen, what I ask my folks all the time is, where were you people when I was in business?
Right.
Let me tell you.
Right.
I wish I had known about the program.
Yeah.
I tell folks all the time, I'm confident I could have been a better manager, owner, and operator.
Absolutely.
Because of engagement with the SBDC.
Absolutely. So. And I would love to charge clients to do that. But I've got a little more ethics than that. If there's a free program in town, they really should take advantage of that and take every single course they can before they really pay an outside consultant to come in. We know where our place is, and let us help.
Okay. Again, it is Tim Raines. The firm is P&R CPAs. And one more time, the website
is www.cpasite.com. CPA site.
Okay.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
Tim,
I really enjoyed it.
Yes, sir. And with that, We're coming to you from the Small Business Leadership Conference here in Orlando, Florida. So stay tuned. We're going to be back with more.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.